Chicken.
I honestly.
Czechoslovakia.
I don't even know where to start.
Chicken the McNuggets. Check it.
I don't know where to start with you, man.
Chuck E. Cheese. Hi. Are we going?
We're on, and it's been too long. Hi, I'm Chris. What's your name? I'm Chris Cote. Your name's. What's your name? We're actually shaking hands here.
Shisuri shimasu.
This is real stuff. Yes. That's Todd Richards. Hi, Todd.
Hi. Welcome back from Japan and Salt Lake.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Two incredibly similar places.
So much has happened.
Chris?
I feel like we've been apart for so long.
Did you have asadachi while you were in Japan?
I had asadachi, me and you.
Do you know what asadachi?
Is that a double grab?
No, it directly translates to morning pencil.
Yes.
Did you have asadachi?
Yes. Yes, pale snake turned to pale stick. Welcome back. Hey,
that's so weird,
right?
I just had the worst visual ever.
I know. Well, think about it.
Well, you're back.
I'm back.
How long were you in Japan for?
4 years. No, I was there for about 10 days.
10 days.
10 days in. So it's the journey started. Salt Lake City at the Vans Park Series World Championships, went straight from there to Miyazaki for 10 days at the ISA World Surfing Games, presented by Vans. And boy, are my arms tired. My voice is actually tired.
You've been talking a lot.
Talking a lot of stuff about other stuff.
Don't worry. I'll carry us this
week. Oh, good. Todd, before we get to this podcast, which is sure to be an instant classic.
We have some new sponsors, yeah. Chris.
And guess what? I'm gonna go ahead and roll a little bit on this because this is kind of a biggie.
It is?
Yeah. What? Where are you? Oh, there you are.
Who's big?
Todd.
Are you big in Japan now?
Bigger than before. Todd.
Yep.
The Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast, is now brought to you
by
and the rest of the people in the world by a brand new world's leading adventure app. It's called Adventure.io, and this is a place where you can go on your phone to get once in a lifetime or just these incredible one of a kind experiences with a simple tap of your finger. Big, you can go surfing with Jamie Sterling on the North Shore or in San Diego. You can shape your own custom board with Chris Clark of Shaper Studios. You can go hydrofoil surfing in Santa Cruz on the Ride Engine Hydrofoil.
Wait, is that the electric one?
Yes, you can e-foil in Southern California with Lift Foils ambassador Jimmy Trask. And so these are things you can do that, you know what, I just want to go do a fun afternoon adventure, or I'm going to go on a game changer, like a life hammer. You can go, this is a new one.
Whoa,
on the
wait
adventure
a minute.
App.
How do we get in on this one?
This is the Endless Summer 3 experience. You head to Costa Rica with Sam August and Clay McCutcheon of Walk on Water Adventures, and you basically, it's like LARPing.
You get to be
Pat O'Connell, I get to be Wingnut, and you surf the right point breaks from Endless Summer 2, you surf ollies, you go to Witch's Rock. I mean, we're talking Pura Vida, Endless Summer style.
I'm going to put an iguana in my pants.
You can do that. I don't know if it's part of the experience, but Adventure.io. Check it out. It's an app. Download it. Get involved.
We will be involved in that.
Definitely. And we're excited to have Adventure.io.
We have a new sponsor. A new sponsor with a new code.
What?
So check it out. I don't even know if you're privy to this.
Me?
Guess what? We have a new sponsor.
What is it?
It is called New Greens. And my buddy Devin, who I grew up snowboarding with, his name's Devin Ryerson.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So Devin... Here's Devin's background. So Devin was he was snowboarder for Sims when I first got on Sims, and then he's from Grass Valley area in Tahoe.
Yeah.
And Devin went to school, doctor school, big boy doctor school.
Doctor school.
Yeah, he went to doctor school, but Devin got he got cancer.
Okay.
And he
wow, this story took a turn.
Yeah, but wait, it gets better.
Okay.
But he got better. And he then dedicated his life to a healthy lifestyle and creating products that promote that. And he has a new one. It's called New Greens.
Sweet.
And it's basically it's powdered superfood.
Epic.
And I've been using it for a while.
That's why you look so good.
Mike Nelson did the graphics for it. It's pretty
sick. I know Mike Nelson.
So check it out. Newgreens. You can go to newgreens.com and you can enter mass and you can get 20% off.
Oh. That's
wonderful. we'll be doing more stuff with them as we go, but I'm stoked because I surf with Devin every single day and
well,
it's always good to have more sponsors.
This kind of goes back to the active skin repair gag that we had where I didn't give you any for a while and I'm wondering where my new greens are.
It's at my house.
Yeah.
Under the active skin repair.
That's what she said. I'm excited about new greens. You know what else I'm excited about?
So
I had back-to-back trips. I had actually multiple music shows in Japan, skateboard event, surf event.
Did you line those up before you went over there?
I lined those up with my friend Ben Wei and John Gazi. Shout out, U.S. Virgin Island surfer who's an amazing musician. So I had to bring guitar pedals, guitars, skateboards, clothing for two different climates. I had to bring podcasting gear, selfie gear for WSL surf breaks. I had to bring a ton of shit. And guess where it all fit, Todd?
In your butthole.
I was gonna tell you not there before you answered. It fit in my incredibly diverse, strong, stout, mobile, and what easily organized OGO travel bag.
There you go. Which one did you use?
The gear bag.
The big one.
The big dog.
The behemoth.
And I think I packed it with about 60 pounds worth of stuff.
Did you get oversized?
Uh-uh.
Oversized charge?
No, because it's like the perfect size.
Nice.
My skateboard fits in there. OGO. You can enter mass at OGO.com. And you can also get...
I still haven't gotten one of those big bags. And it's not like I haven't asked for it, but they just didn't have any then.
I got you.
What are you talking about?
You get me some greens, I'll get you
I'll get
a bag.
You the greens, dude.
We have the same contact.
So check it out. Also, we are Chemistry Surfboards has a real code for
come
us
on.
Now.
Code me.
If you enter mass, hold on. There's actual specifics to this.
Okay.
But you get 10% off on any custom design board off of the website.
Okay.
It's wait.
Okay.
Yes, 10% off.
Okay.
On all online customs, if you enter MASS10 at checkout, that's Chemistry Surfboards, which I think they made you a board because you said that you wanted one. So now you're committed to getting one.
I'm committed.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Well, then it's a good thing that you said that.
Who
else are we sponsored by?
Oh, NanoCraft CBD, of course.
Of course.
That's one of the greatest sponsors anybody.
Hey, did you bring that to Japan?
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
No problem.
That's one of those places that. You got to be careful with this shit, dude.
I'm not
joking.
No, because there's no THC in the ones I brought.
It don't matter, dude.
It doesn't
Some
matter
place
to me.
It don't matter.
I have brought NanoCraft CBD everywhere I've gone.
Would you bring it to Dubai?
Oh, yeah.
You would.
Drop it right on my tongue on top of that big tower that Tom Cruise jumped off of.
I don't know. See,
Mission
I don't know.
Impossible.
I don't know if I would fuck with bringing CBD to any Middle Eastern country where there's like zero tolerance, go to jail for the rest of your
bring
life.
Bring it everywhere.
All right. Well, you're a fucking daredevil.
No, it's not scary. Look at that's the thing I love about NanoCraft CBD
is
the packaging
scary.
Looks.
Yeah.
You know, this is for grown-ups. Nobody's gonna look. I'm holding the NanoCraft CBD day.
It doesn't look dank.
Yeah, and it's organically grown, certified non-GMO.
Doesn't have that
broad spectrum THC free. It says it right on the package.
It doesn't look like your friend Nugs Mahoney gave it to you in an alley, which is one of the best things I can say about it.
And the big news is they could be partnering up with one of our other partners,
who?
Panic and Coffee and Tea.
CBD infused coffee? Hold me.
I will. I'm gonna hold you nice with it. Yeah, so. Yeah, NanoCraft CBD. There's also a code there. MASS15.
And then Panic and Coffee and Tea.
We're getting a code from Panic and Coffee and
Tea.
You
know what the code is. You go in there and you say, hey, I listened to the podcast. What do I get?
But starting soon, you'll be able to do that online.
We have a lot of freaking sponsors, dude.
Oh, yeah.
We are like...
We're the world's greatest action sports podcast.
We are Ricky Bobby's car of podcasts.
We're the Gabriel Medina's surfboard of podcasts.
We sold the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where we're at right now.
I'm drinking a wave soda right now.
Is it a warm one?
Tangerine.
Where'd you get it?
I got it from Mirko Magnum next door.
Hold on. Let me knock on my favorite 80s skateboard pros. Was he 80s or
90s? 90s, dude. Okay.
Mirko, can you bring me over a wave soda that is cold? See?
Yeah, so
how many other people
who we share an office with works with Wave Soda.
How many other people do you that you know do podcasts and they share a wall with Rhythm Skateboards pro Mirko Magnum?
Was it Rhythm or
Planet Did you ride Earth? For you rode for Rhythm, right? But didn't you
I
ride
said
for Rhythm?
Planet Earth.
You never rode for Rhythm?
It's in the same building. Give him the microphone. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Mirko Magnum. Boop, boop. That has to be honestly one.
He wrote for Planet Earth.
One of the coolest names. I mean, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Like if you have never met him, he's super cool. But the name itself,
it is,
that would sell some boards. Mirko Magnum.
Magnums, they do rip.
Yeah, and he's an excellent marketing person as well. Mm-hmm. He sponsored our podcast from Wave Soda, so obviously he knows a thing or two about podcasts.
Booyah.
The Folklore Project. Quincy Wood writes.
There we go.
Chris Dune Pastures.
Is that all of it?
YouOnline.com, Southern California's greatest lifestyle website. YouOnline.com, founder, creator, Chris Cantori has a great podcast titled Cantori and You.
Okay.
And he's also the host of 100.7 Cantori Show.
How come we've never been on there?
I've been on there.
I haven't been on there. I have good
music. I'll talk to him.
I have good music taste.
Well, that's...
You can't even debate that.
They can't play all Jawbreaker all day.
I like other bands.
Todd.
What's that, Chris?
Like I said earlier, I don't even know where to start. But we're going to start with Surf News brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Can't wait to get my board. Can't wait to use that code when I buy a second board.
I have two boards coming this week.
Board pornographer.
Guess what, Chris?
What?
The Freshwater Pro returns to the Surf Ranch this weekend.
I just got back from Japan, and I'm getting in my car tomorrow morning, whoa, 4 a.m.
Are you doing it?
Yes.
You're commentating that event? You're commentating that event?
Commentating it.
I thought you weren't going to do it.
Well, holy, I just got the news.
You're a psycho.
I'm driving, 6 hours? How far is it?
I don't know. Haven't been.
Huh. I think my friends at Encinitas BMW are going to hook up a car.
That
to drive up there.
Pretty sick.
And here's it. Gosh, there's so much good news. There's not going to be a lot of time for this one, but for the people out there listening, if you get on this quick, talking the minute this thing drops, if you want tickets to Saturday's event in Lemoore at the Freshwater Pro, we've got 4 tickets to give away.
We do?
You and I.
Why
on the Monday Mass.
How come I get to have a ticket?
You want a ticket? I got a ticket for you.
You have to win it?
You have to win it.
See, I don't know if I want to... Okay.
You got to share the podcast to someone who's never heard of it and put it on your Instagram and tag us. There's not a lot of people who haven't heard of this podcast.
Find someone on the street. Pin them down. Okay, don't do that. That could be illegal.
Well, we'll get you on the list. So after this comes out, whenever you hear it, you've got about a day to hit us up and tag a picture. I don't know. Do something. It's not, we have tickets to give away.
I have an idea.
So,
I have an idea.
What?
Create a funny picture with me and Chris.
Oh my God. Photoshop challenge.
The way that I do it every week.
Todd is
I'm running out of ideas.
You're a brilliant Photoshopper.
I'm running out of ideas. Let's just say
that. You guys out there, you have Todd and I's faces on your phone saved already, for sure. I'm sure
you do. If you don't, Google is your best friend.
Yeah. And let's just say the best submissions, the best 2 submissions.
Yeah, because everyone wants to bring a friend.
Yeah, the best 2 submissions will win tickets to the Freshwater Pro. It's at Surf Ranch in Lemoore. We're not driving you there or anything like that. Basically, you show up, your name's on the list. You don't get to meet Todd. No coffee, no soup for you.
Yeah, and
you're not getting a wave. I'm
pretty sure that Kelly, like, you might be able to meet Strider. Like, I can
maybe
get you to meet Strider.
You can meet Kaipo.
Yeah, you can meet Kaipo.
You can meet Kaipo. Kaipo doesn't know that he's part of the contest, but you get to meet Kaipo Guerrero, maybe Strider, definitely not Rosie.
Nope. Rosie's straight off.
Not Todd.
Nope.
He's not going to be there.
I won't be there. Again.
Not Tony Hawk. That's my friend. Yeah, that's the contest.
Who are some other pros that they won't meet? Gabriel Medina, Kevin Slater, Chloe Andino, Italo Ferreira.
Probably not. No. Connor's cool. Coffin? You might meet Connor.
Probably won't meet Connor Coffin.
I doubt it, though.
I doubt it.
I could have Connor, he could send you a message. Let me tell you who you will meet.
Anyone that we haven't named is a possibility.
Stephanie Gilmore.
No possibility of that one.
But you do get a ticket. Listen, you and a friend.
We have organized this. That's pretty big deal. So you can, okay, what you
it's
win.
It's definitely not organized.
What you win.
It's disorganized.
Is two tickets to the Freshwater Pro, and you get to drive there and spend the weekend with Todd Klein.
No, that was my week last week.
Oh.
And no Todds will be there. You are not going to be there. Todd might be, you actually might get to meet him.
Todd Klein?
Yeah.
I've met him before.
I'm talking about the winners.
He's cool. Oh, the winners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can
we move on from this? Because I feel like there's a lot of other
My Surf Ranch fantasy team is baller, bro. It's bomb.com, as Guy Fieri would say. And you know what? With those tickets to Surf Ranch, you can say you're winning two tickets to paradise. Rest in peace, Eddie Money. The ISA World Surfing Games is where I just got back from. This was an Olympic pre-qualifier type of situation.
Let's describe
55 nations surfing.
Let's describe to the average Joe what the conditions were like. What is the beach like? What is it going to be like when the Olympics is there next year?
Well, these events are unique because you have 55 countries represented, over 240 surfers, some teams fielding full teams of three men, three women, other teams like Afghanistan, Iran, Turkey, Hungary, U.S. Virgin Islands. These are teams that are fielding one to two athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you the vibe, the... Oh, yeah, I got you a present.
Wait, no, just keep going.
I cannot tell you how good the vibe was on the beach. And serious, people were... They were going for it.
I'll tell you
it
what.
It was so fun.
Like... Any of these sports, you watch the news and it's really depressing.
Okay.
Because everyone's always arguing with everybody else and someone's always up to some shit and shit's blowing up. But ultimately, when you strip away all that political bullshit and you think about like surfing, skating, snowboarding, like there are like everyone's just
we're all cool.
Everyone's friends.
And that. Okay. So this, I've never been to the Olympics and you've been to a million of them. But the feeling was like that on the beach. You're talking to somebody from Senegal, and you're getting their story, and you're going, oh, my
gosh.
Very
cool.
You turn around, there's Dr. Yanni from Israel, who's a doctor, but also, we're talking world-class surfer.
He's a doctor?
He's a doctor. Jeez, Dr. Yanni Klein.
What a catch.
Seriously. Rips.
I'm intrigued.
It's overwhelming.
I'm intrigued by Dr. Yanni now.
Okay.
Where does Dr. Yanni surf?
Tel Aviv.
He does?
Yes.
So Israel has a good place that you can surf?
Yeah, there's beach breaks. There's all kinds of good waves.
And it's consistent enough that you can get good at surfing.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Yanni Klein, Google him. He rips.
What kind of a doctor is he?
He has a practice with his father. His father, I believe, is a plastic surgeon, so I think Dr. Yanni does something in that realm.
Wow. You mean to tell me that there's a professional surfer who is also a doctor of plastic surgery? He needs to move to San Clemente now.
I think he's married with children.
Later.
You don't have a chance, Doc.
Okay,
I was there commentating. And again, on the commentary side, I posted a photo of some of the people I was hanging out with, and we were all laughing because we put our passports on the table.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was Argentina, Mexico, Peru, Brazil, Finland. You know, it was incredible.
I should have done like passport roulette and see who could get through customs the easiest.
I know.
Oh, wouldn't that be sick?
Yeah, I would probably be last in line. Mateo, the homie from Argentina. I mean, the list goes on
and on.
Sounds
fun.
Brad Bricknell was there commentating.
It does sound
like
it.
Jody Nelson.
Sounds like it was a long time.
It was a long time.
10 days. 10 days is a long grind of surfing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, I've been to Japan a bunch of times, and it is one of the most wonderful places on the planet.
Yeah, you didn't tell me how hot it was there.
No, it's hot as balls.
That was, I kid you not, that was the hottest I've ever been at a surf event.
Like it's
no joke.
It's one of those things. Like I've been to Tokyo in the summertime, and it's It's hot as balls.
Tokyo.
But
I didn't think the coast.
There was no sea breeze, was there? It was like a hot.
There was
sea breeze.
Sea breeze. It was warm. I'm telling you though, and you know this. If you've ever been to this area in Japan, I mean, I don't want to like blow out this secret spot, but
swamp crotch.
It is. This is a place you got to go on a surf trip. Because where we were at was this little... So Miyazaki, there's a city. Mm-hmm. But then outside the city, there's endless beach breaks. And then you just keep driving. And you're in this area that looks like a mix between Big Sur and Costa Rica. I mean, it is stunning.
It's tropical there, too, which is crazy.
It is crazy tropical. Talking like 90% humidity. Working is tough. And shout out to the Action Sports Productions broadcast team. And the ISA for, I mean, this is a huge undertaking, mm-hmm. and they all killed it. I mean, they crushed it. Everything was very smooth. Japan, in general, I mean, some of the most gracious, respectful,
no, they're the greatest.
Beautiful people. Let's go back. Let's go tomorrow.
I'm down.
I'm going to Lamar.
Hey, let me ask you this. So, Italo Ferreira shows up in cut-off jean shorts.
Yes, jorts.
Shows up in jorts, borrows a surfboard, and goes out, wins his first heat. Is that... give me the skinny on that one, because that was like one of the takeaways.
So, he was in L.A., somebody broke into his car, took his bag with his passport and his clothes and everything. So, he went through all the hoops, got a new passport, flew into Tokyo, then from there flew to Miyazaki. He landed in Miyazaki... Literally, the airport's 15 minutes from the contest area. Mm-hmm. He was in such a rush that he came straight to the beach in what he was wearing on the flight. Didn't even have time to wait for his boards to come out of the plane. Ran to the beach in jorts. Ripped his shirt off, put the jersey on, went out with 11 minutes to go in a 20-minute heat. Won the heat, went on to win the whole contest, got the gold medal, got the only perfect 10. I mean, on fire.
The most incredible thing about that whole story is the fact that someone would actually wear jorts on a plane.
I've never even worn shorts on a plane, let alone jorts. He was laughing, though, because there was kind of like wild conditions throughout the event, mm-hmm. whether it was 1 foot or 15 foot.
Yeah.
He was saying that, you know, when you paddle, you know, when you surf in jorts, right? You surfed in jorts. The pockets fill up with water.
Oh my God.
He was still going so fast and ripping so hard.
So his pockets would fill up with water while he was paddling.
Yeah, water pockets. They call them all water pockets now.
Oh.
So he went on. The one heat that everyone was talking about was, so it's double elimination, repecharge heats, 240 yeah. surfers, male, female. That's why it takes 2 weeks to run this contest. Mm-hmm. Sofia Milanovic, who's been retired for 10 years, came back and smoked everybody,
crushed
got the gold medal.
Right?
Incredible. The big heat on the men's side was, this is kind of crazy, Gabriel Medina, Kelly Slater, Chloe Andino, and Italo Ferreira all in one heat.
Mellow.
It was hammer fest.
Kelly was surfing good.
He's really good. On those twin fins, especially.
What, is he riding a twin
fin
the whole
riding,
time?
He rode twin fins for most of the, Kila Ipa twin fins for most of the time, and then the final days, he rode Dan Mann tri-fin, which I have one. Mm-hmm. Shout out Dan Mann. Slater Designs. Chris Groh, you were right. The Dan Mann blades are mental. Kelly was doing airs, getting barreled, and I'm almost shocked he didn't win.
What did he end up getting?
He made the repecharge semifinals. I mean, it was pretty confusing.
Is he in good position right now for a U.S. team?
No.
No.
Decent. I mean, Colohandino. John's still above him. Seth Moniz, I believe, is above him. It's going to be a battle for qualification. You got to do it via the championship tour, mm-hmm. if you're from the USA. So he needs to be in the top two.
So basically what had to happen at this for the United States was they needed to secure their spots by placing.
Provisionally. The word of the week is provisional. And that's going to be the word for the next year leading up to the Olympics. There are some Olympic qualifiers.
Okay.
Shin Murakami, provisionally, 99%ly, will be surfing in the Olympics after making a final, placing higher than Rio Waida, a fellow surfer from the Asian continent. So it's continental.
But wait.
But wait, there's more.
What about our homeboy from rides for Quicksilver and also lives in Huntington Beach, but is now representing Japan.
He will Kanoa Igarashi will most likely qualify via championship tour.
Right, but okay, but he was there, right?
He was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was being a poor sport.
Why?
I don't know. He just wasn't I don't know if he wasn't surfing well and he was getting angrier about it. He was
focus his board on the sand.
He was like dropping his shoulders, kicking his board out with, you know, 12 minutes to go. You're like giving up and you're all, dude.
Don't do that.
In front of a crowd of like 10,000 people that all were there to see him. That was kind of a bummer. But
he'll see that, you know. He'll see that on video later and he won't ever do that again.
Yeah.
Did you just get a text about your BMW you're picking up tomorrow?
Maybe.
God, you're so cool. Did you get a sporty one?
I don't know. I need it tonight. Frederico Moraes will most likely, most definitely, probably, provisionally be surfing for Portugal.
Yep.
Billy Stearman from New Zealand. Ramzi Bukiam will
How do you say
also...
it? It's not Bukiam?
Bukiam.
Bukiam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always been saying it Bukiam, but Bukiam, it's better.
Tomato, tomato.
It's better. What did you say? What is Italo? How does Italo pronounce his last
name? Italo Ferreira. Yeah. So it was a huge event. It was huge. It was history making.
Sounds like it.
And it's happening again next year. It will happen in spring.
Yeah.
Before the Olympics. Are you going to be at the Olympics?
God, I don't know. I hope so.
Maybe if you talked closer to that microphone, it would help your chances.
Here's the deal.
There you go.
Here is the deal.
Okay, tell us the deal. We know about the surfers. Now tell us about you, Todd.
Surfing in the Olympics, the way, you know, there'll be a waiting period. And the way that television works, you know, I don't...
Oh, the files are in the computer.
I don't foresee surfing being alive, unless it's like huge and perfect and they know they're going to run the final.
Yeah.
That's when it'll be on TV. Otherwise, I have a feeling it'll be a highlight show.
I think you're right.
And it also
they
has
can't
to...
have 10 hours allotted to surfing.
No, but it will be online. The whole thing will be online. The OB
Olympic Network.
Olympic Broadcasting Network. The OBN or OBS.
OBGYN.
The OBGYN will broadcast it on. It'll be live on there. So I mean, there is a chance that you'll be there for 10 days doing the live broadcast.
Me?
Sure.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I am saying there's a chance.
Okay. Okay.
So what else?
In closing, the ISA World Surfing Games was an incredible event. It was exciting from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
Medals were awarded, and it was our first real taste of Olympic-level competition. The best surfers in the world were there, and it was a great show. And there will be a wrap-up show, I believe, on the Olympic Network or the Olympic Channel or mm-hmm. all on your cable, in your TV, inside it.
Who watches TV?
On the phones,
okay.
In the computers.
Yes.
And it's coming soon.
All right.
So, I mean, I've been talking about it for 2 weeks straight.
I know. You got to be
did
so
you listen?
Over it. I did listen. I listened
Thank
periodically.
You. Thank
I
you so much.
Tuned in periodically.
Todd, do you ride a longboard ever?
Yeah, when I have to.
Okay.
I'm not very good at it. That's probably why
it's not easy.
It isn't easy.
You know what is easy is getting
mid-length?
Like an epoxy lightweight tri-fin longboard and doing faux shredding surf snaps. You know what's hard is riding a log. Like
right.
Joel Tudor and right. Cassia and you
it's
know
like trying to ride a couch.
It's really hard to ride. So there was a big kind of sea change,
I think
if you will.
Did we talk about this?
Yeah. But there was also the New York Longboard Classic that happened.
Oh, yeah.
In New York City.
And they got waves.
And they got waves. And I have a special report from our friends at Bodega Border. And these guys are classic. They're classic humanoids. And we got a special report regarding the New York Longboard Classic from our homies. Here they are.
This is Alex from the Bodega Border Crew with a little recap of the WSL Longboard Classic that went down in my hometown of Long Beach, New York. Pretty awesome to see an event like that go down, and got to give a lot of credit to the WSL and Devin Howard for making this event happen the way it did, where it did and how it did, who was in it. You know, they did a really good job of picking competitors to be in the event. They had people from all walks of longboarding coming in, high pro, traditionalists, young, old. I think it was really great. A lot of the wild cards that they had too were locals, little kids, you know, people that represent longboarding really well. Things that stood out to me mostly when you watched the heats, at least the early heats, was just how much more tuned in to the waves the traditionalist single fin longboarders were compared to the high pro longboarders. It on some of the heats, it almost seemed like the traditionalists had been surfing their whole lives and the high pro people had started surfing a year ago. And I don't know if that's just the way high pro longboarding looks, but you know, it's an outdated style, as Joel has said, and I tend to agree with it. And this event really showcased that. Standout competitors for me have to be Honolulu, Kalia Moniz on the women's side. And then of course you had Joel Tudor, David Arganda, Kevin Squarma, and Justin Quintal on the men's side. All these surfers surfed amazingly. There's too many people to name. It was great to see a lot of my friends in the event. Obviously, the Queen's Posse was in full effect in Long Beach. The guys and girls from Waikiki really represented and took this event by storm. Hawaii had such a huge presence. I was bummed that people like David and Joel and Justin didn't make it to the quarterfinals, but I think most of the judging was pretty dead on. I think it was 85% accurate, 90% accurate, which is more than you could say for most events. You know, obviously people are going to be upset here and there. There were some heats that I thought some waves were overscored, some were underscored, but in general, the judges did an amazing job of getting the right people through. The story of the contest, though, has to be the heat between Connie and Joel in round five. It was amazing to see Joel just tear up Long Beach and then to have him share a heat with someone who's going to be the new face of longboarding, really young kid. And the best way to cap it off was that they shared a wave at the end where they switched boards. And that really was a metaphor for Joel passing on the torch to these people. Honestly, you could not script it any better. If the WSL wanted to have someone write this, it could not have been any better. The final was a really exciting one on both sides because at the end of the day, it was Hawaii versus Brazil. I mean, this is something that competitive surfing fans love to see in recent years. And guess what? Hawaii came ahead. Honolulu won for the women. Connie won for the men. And it was a great final. And it's proving that Hawaii is going to be dominant on this longboard tour. And it was really cool to see. One of the best parts for me about this longboard event and the tour to date is that they've really reinvigorated this competitive longboarding thing that was quiet for a while. This event, I had more private messages, more direct messages, more emails than I'd ever had before of fan talking, shit talking, all that kind of stuff. It's excitement. There's people that are excited about it. I love getting emails from my friends in Hawaii who are showing their pride for their local people. And you had a lot of the Cali contingency, you know, showing their pride and messaging me. And it was great to see that. And you really have to give it to Devin Howard and the WSL for doing that. And as much as I'm not a fan of competitive surfing at all, this was a really amazing event to watch. And I'm really stoked for the WSL. And if this is what the future of competitive longboarding is going to be, I think myself and a lot of other people are going to get on board.
Thank you to Alex from the Bodega Border Crew. You should follow them on Instagram at Bodega Border Crew.
Brodega.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we got Tudor, we got passing of the torches. We had a great event, and it's nice to see traditional, futuristic, retro, quasi.
That you've just used like a bunch of conflicting descriptives.
You didn't hear what they said, did you?
No, well, you didn't either.
Somebody will.
You guys.
Thank you, Bodega Border Crew.
Tell us in the comments down below.
Swipe up. So this is other news that we got. This just hit the wire. Sonny Garcia updates. And there's been a couple photos posted by Sonny's family. It's really
It makes
heavy.
It a lot more real.
Yeah, it's really it's heartbreaking, but at the same time it's heartwarming because he's a survivor and he's talking. He's alive.
I kind of have a, like, you think about me personally, like, you picture Sonny and he's like bigger than life and he's like, you know, it's
Superman.
He's a legend. Yeah, he's like Superman. Superman. And to see those photos that kind of popped onto social media yesterday, it really brings it down to earth and, you know, shows you the
real
seriousness
life, yeah.
of it.
Yeah. I mean, but it's great to see an update mm-hmm. and it's great to hear that there's progress.
Great.
I mean, for so long, it was just kind of what's happening. And
it was kind of like, people kind of like, you know, it was a talk for a bit and then it just kind of went quiet.
Yeah, I think that was, I would say that was out of kind of respect for the family. Mm-hmm. People didn't want to push and be like, you know, let us, it's such a touchy subject.
Delicate, man, yeah.
But the good news is Sonny's fighting back. I mean, this guy is true superhuman warrior. Yeah. So, I mean, just continue to send those positive thoughts to the Garcia family, to Sonny. Yeah. I mean, where can you go from there? Right.
So we need to switch gears. Yeah.
So, Freshwater Pro, don't forget you could win tickets. It's coming up this weekend. I'll be there. This wonderful voice of mine will be tickling your eardrums.
And you can't, if you do the win tickets, there's no fishing in the pool while people are surfing. Okay.
No foiling, no fishing, no supping, no surfing.
You can't be, no water play.
You can go in the other pool.
What pool?
There's a pool next to the pool.
That's more of a pond.
Well, that's a big pond.
A pool or a pond.
You can go in there.
Pond would be good for you, though.
No, yeah, you can have a good time over there.
Okay.
I will, okay. If you win tickets, I'll take a dip with you. Not skinny dip.
Wow.
Fully clothed. We're talking turtleneck and jeans.
Ain't nothing skinny about your dipping.
Skate News is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights and the Folklore Project. We also, we have gold medalists. We're looking at a world title.
Multiple Olympic championship tour events with implications on the line.
We're going to skateboarding.
Here we go.
Sao Paulo, Brazil hosted the World Skate World Championships.
Hey.
Provisional Olympic qualification.
Hey, Mana. Did you see his winning run?
Mana.
Chock full of incredibleness.
Just the perfect mix of old school, new school, power, speed, flow, speed, power, flow, ripping.
360 flip tail grab, kickflip indie, perfect over the loaf.
Yep.
Nose grab 540 right after. He did everything.
Yeah.
8-foot Madonna.
Hey, Mana won gold for Team USA. Luis Francisco won silver. Pedro Quintas won bronze. Keegan Palmer, Tom Schar, Pedro Barros, Tate Carew, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Did you see a bunch of the babies got tattoos over there?
No, who got tattoos?
Well, I mean, like, I consider them babies because I'm, like, old as dirt. But, like, Keegan Palmer, Tate Carew, like, a bunch of these kids got, like, Brazilian tattoos.
Like RTMF on their knuckles?
Kind of, but not really. I think it's, like, kind of some weird, like, eyeball thing. That's they all got matching tattoos.
Radical.
Yeah.
Did you see the Pedro Barros slam?
The one where he wrapped his melon?
So we didn't even talk about Vance Park Series World Championships in Salt Lake City on day one.
There's a bunch of KOs there.
Three knockouts. Heavy. Jake Wooten, Corey Juneau, Tristan Rennie, what's his name? From Arizona. It was his birthday.
Liam Pierce?
No.
Liam Pierce?
No.
From Arizona?
Yeah.
Jaws Hamoki?
No.
It was from Arizona.
Trey Wood.
Oh, Trey Wood.
Trey Wood.
He knocked himself out?
Yeah, there was rolled ankles, broken arms.
Let's just say, I know you're going to roll into this because this is where this is you have
this is where we get serious.
And but look, I know you're going to like this is going to be about a skate helmet thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can almost guarantee you that if any of these dudes ended up with fucking brain damage and they came out of a coma in 6 months and someone asked them, do you regret not wearing a helmet? Would you rather have not had this happen to you?
Right.
What do you think the answer would be?
Well, you put the cart before the horse there.
It doesn't matter, though. It's
we're
like
talking about the debate now is about helmets and skateboarding.
Hindsight is 20/20. Look,
yeah.
No one wants to slam, but it is inevitable that you will slam. You know,
yeah.
Why are
helmets in snowboarding?
I have
you can't go to a mountain. You would never see someone not wearing a helmet snowboarding as a kid,
a beginner, a pro. You do still, but like for the most part, like 90% of the of the up and coming rippers, and usually the people that you don't see with helmets are like the old farts that are
wearing a Sorel boots.
Right. No, yeah. Like me. Like old.
I saw you wear a helmet.
I did wear a helmet last year a couple of times. But at any rate, like, it's for some reason it's different, and you know, you're not, I don't think you're ever going to see people wearing helmets in the street. I could completely see people wearing helmets in a park series, though.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying it's good or bad either way.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that I could see that happening. Like, if, I don't know. It's just,
I had this weird one. I had this conversation with Jeff Grosso, and I would think that Jeff Grosso, he's such a, you know, he's punk rock, he's gnarly, grizzled.
Yeah.
He was like, these guys need to wear helmets. This is ridiculous.
Because your brain is going to leak out of your ear.
But at the same time, the same token, only two people wore helmets, three people wore helmets surfing Chopo, right? And that's, I feel like, more out of your control than at a skate park. And people don't wear helmets when they're, you know, I guess they always wear them for BMX. They always wear them for downhill mountain biking.
And people always wear them skating vert. If it's a vert comp, people are wearing helmets because that's how they grew up. That's how you came up skating, is with helmets on in vert.
So,
but I'm saying, like, they're still in park skating. There are the contest makes, the ones that your feet aren't really in the right spot, but you're going to try to land, and that's when you wake up 15 minutes later.
But again, I defer to the person if they're 18 and over.
Yeah,
that's their choice.
It's your life to live, man. I'm not going to force my opinion.
I never wore, after the Del Mar Skate Ranch and all that, I never wore helmet skating. I don't wear helmet skating street or street parks. But if I go into a bowl that's like over 5 feet, like the bowl at Poods Park, I'll wear a helmet.
If I put knee pads on, I put a helmet on. That's kind of how it is. Like when I would skate, when I grew up skating vert, it was like if knee pads were on, I'm putting a helmet on. It's just part of the thing.
Yeah. I'd love to hear what you guys listening have to say about that, helmets or not. And should they be mandatory?
Are
you going to try to take my vape away?
Don't take my vape. God, that's a whole other fucking crazy thing.
I'm sorry. I know you're... Did you stockpile a bunch of vapes? The helmet topic is very serious, but this show is not.
Yeah,
so
we are not serious.
Wear a helmet if you want. I it's not going to bother me if you do. I'll... You know, my friend Tony Hawk always wears a helmet when he's skating big stuff. So
you give great helmet.
Yeah, that's a good question. And then I saw on Hypebeast this morning, is vert skating dead? What are your thoughts on that?
Wasn't it dead already? But then you mean traditional back-to-back vert skating?
Like, why isn't vert skating part of the Olympics or even on TV anymore? It used to be you couldn't throw a rock at your TV without hitting Bucky Lasik.
I think it's
doing a rodeo.
My reasoning, my rationale is probably very similar to other people's. Is like you have a park competition where you incorporate vertical moves in the park. Plus, there's other lines. But I will say this: I think the vert comp is coming back. I know that Nitro World Games is going to feature
vert,
a high octane vert competition next year.
Energy drink infused.
Yeah, and like you look at people. People will always be skating vert. It's just not trendy.
It's not dead.
It's not trendy right now.
Well, and it's not as relatable as, because anyone can go and find a cement skate park and roll around.
Look,
you can't go find a vert ramp and
Kevin
just roll around.
I had a conversation with Kevin Staub a long time ago.
You know Kevin Staub?
I know, it's close to Tony Hawk one, but I was having a conversation Staub a long time ago, and we were talking about how, you know, vert skating is like it's the hardest thing to do. And if you take let's say you're a kid and you want to learn how to do a 360 flip. You can learn a 360 flip.
In your driveway.
You can put the time in. But let's just talk about like learning inverts. Like learning inverts, there's so many different steps that it takes to get to the point where you
does not compute.
When you can put your hand on the coping. And even people that are doing them now, there's a lot of people that I don't consider like they're not doing inverts. They're doing like hand plants. But they're not stalling, getting upside down, becoming fully erect. So
fully erect.
Even if you know how to do that trick, you still haven't mastered it. And I'm saying it's like Vert is tough to master.
I don't even think you've mastered doing the do, bro.
I'll fucking do.
We drink new wave soda around here. I agree. I don't know what to say. I agree. The Rumble at Ramona's coming up.
Yep.
You're going to be at a skate contest this weekend.
Clash at Claremont this weekend.
See, Vert's not dead.
I just got it. I'm
alive and well.
I'm going to commentate with Chris Pastris.
Oh, sick.
We're there. We're going to talk about vertical skateboarding. Also, skate across, which is
that's fun.
One of the most unique events in skateboarding.
Wow.
You want
to
go?
I'm going to the surf ranch.
Oh, well, you'll be dying of heat stroke, and so will I. So we'll be in the same boat.
Well, I already can't wait till next Monday Mass because we're going to have more to talk about.
Come together and talk about things.
So Hype Beast, step off, y'all. Vert's not dead. That would be a great rap song.
First of all, Hype Beast. That's the best you could do.
Vert's not dead. No, they say asks. They're not saying it's dead.
No, but like Hype Beast.
Yeah.
Like that's like...
That was my nickname in high school.
How many people signed off on Hype Beast?
Like there was a big meeting. Got an idea.
We have some great names for this. We have Super Fresh. We have Hype Beast.
Well, they're pretty.
What do you guys
they're
think?
Pretty popular, Todd.
Yeah, whatever. Not saying it's the best name.
In other skate news, Miles Silvis has joined the Primitive team, stacking that team even more. Chris Cole and Leticia Buffoni have left Plan B. Oh, speculations aplenty.
What?
That's like water cooler talk for skateboarders. Did you see Yoshi Tannenbaum's trick at the Barracks? Describe it for us. For the people. You're sweating.
I am sweating.
In your Fish 101 t-shirt.
Fast and complicated.
Why isn't Fish 101 a sponsor of this podcast, I wonder?
I don't think we asked them.
You're right. I'm sure they would.
We don't have enough room on the car.
We need to fire one of our sponsors next week.
Yeah, next week, we're going to choose someone out of the hat to fire.
God, it's so hot in here.
But Yoshi Tenenbaum's... Okay. Yeah.
So he does a big flip off a giant thing onto a bank in through the corner.
It was alley-ooped.
It took him two days to do this trick. He kind of like, just go to the barracks and watch
it. It's pretty cool. I'll go there right now. You keep talking.
Okay.
Keep talking, Hype Beast.
About Yoshi Tannenbaum?
Whoever.
So he slammed for 2 days straight, and the barracks are calling it officially the gnarliest trick ever done at the barracks.
Right, hold on.
There you know who I got to hang out with at the Vans Park Series World Championship? Gary Rogers.
Oh,
Skateline,
really?
Shout out.
Was he cool?
He rules.
Right.
He told me he does Skateline every single week. Doesn't miss a week.
That is really impressive.
It is impressive. He's a big fan of the Monday Mass.
He is now. How come I can't find this Yoshi Tenenbaum bullshit?
It's gotta be trick of the year.
Got it.
It's got to be trick of the year.
He did a cab flip into that bank.
It's a full cab flip into a bank off of...
But just the angle is fucking
It's off of
crazy.
It's
a four block into a bank, but kind of like at a weird angle. He did it the hard way.
It's impossible, and he did it. God. Any more skate news? The skate season, competition-wise, is...
You didn't even talk about... First of all, you didn't even talk about the Vans Park Series.
We talked about Sakura Yosezumi and Oscar Rosenberg-Halbert.
Fuck that. Let's talk about Nora winning fucking practice.
I hung out with Nora and Elby.
Well, they came over my house the other day.
Did you see the picture I took of Elby Layer?
No.
Nora was
holding the purse. Nora, okay.
That was so good.
So Nora carries a pocketbook, and now Elby does too.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Nora doesn't carry a pocketbook anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
She has a guy for that.
So Nora kickflipped the loaf. Full loaf flip. Loaf. Actually, she pretty much won practice, huh?
She was ripping.
But
okay. Sakura Yosezumi in the contest.
Dude, kickflip, Indy, freaking 540. What else did she do?
The biggest news was, again, 4 out of 8 of the finalists from Japan, and the whole top three was from Japan.
I heard that they have like a secret language where they stay in the bowl for each other and kind of block practice.
You heard that?
I'm not going to say who I heard it from, but I've heard there's like they do signals when one goes
spicy
and the other one kind of point and like will
I like
basically
that.
They have signals so they can get like more practice.
I like that.
And also, who was it that did the frontside blunt but hung it out to dry for like a half an hour on the deck? I remember Tony was.
I think Sakura. Was Sakura.
That's so nuts, dude.
I know. Those Japanese girls are so good. Mami Tezuka got second. Kokono Haraki got third, or in that somewhere in that order.
So the Japanese ladies pretty much
dominate
at this point, have got like the top fours pretty locked up, unless there's some gnar factor that comes in and like would knock them off. Because you know, I can see the biggest criticism of the Japanese skaters right now is being that
too calculated.
It's becoming robotic.
Yeah. But not, I mean, look at Mami Tezuki, those Smith grinds.
Yeah, they're very stylish, but you can be stylish and robotic at the same time. I do believe that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
It doesn't make sense.
Domodorigato, Mr. Roboto. It was incredible to see. And the biggest news coming out of Salt Lake City was Alex White gave me a pin.
Oh, I see it.
Of
right
her
here.
Getting pinned on the ground by a security
guard.
That
is an amazing photo, by the way. Like the whole Alex White getting a knee in her back.
She's a big fan of the show.
Yeah, she has to be.
You know I'm friends with her, right?
She's our friend. She's my friend, too.
I'm probably better friends with her.
I mean, based on interactions alone, I don't...
The Alex White.
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever called her just Alex White. She is the Alex White.
Well, maybe that's why she doesn't like you as much.
I don't know.
Oh, did you get a new hat from the Panikin?
Yeah, I was going to take a picture of it.
Nice.
Maybe if you went there every once in a while, you'd get a free hat.
What else do you have?
Snowboarding
for
news
us?
Is
oh,
brought to you by
now?
Adventure. Yeah.
We're done with the skating.
Do you have anything else? There's a ton of skateboarding happening.
Did you see the new cover of Thrasher?
Which one?
The one with the guy with no legs?
No.
Doing. I think that's a cover. I think.
Dude.
Maybe I'm imagining it.
No, I think I know. Well.
Am I imagining that?
I don't know. We could call Mike Burnett.
It's pretty ill. Let's not. This episode.
Yeah, it's just going
to
be like 10
hours. You're halfway
to
Lemoore at this point.
We're halfway to Tokyo and back.
Halfway to Lemoore.
Snow News is brought to you by Adventure.io. Get the Adventure.io app right now or why?
Or shut
like,
up.
Why wouldn't you? Seriously, we've been telling you about Adventure.io now for like a year.
Or don't even listen.
Or three episodes. But we're ambassadors. Someday, Todd and I are going to offer a really fun
trip.
I had an idea.
What is
for
it?
An Adventure.io thing is Todd, you and I, we take someone to Waco.
Yep.
BSR surf resort.
All right.
And we have a 3-hour session. The first hour, that person, whoever buys the experience, they surf alone, being filmed. You and I commentate their session.
That's actually not bad idea.
Second hour, we surf with them and we all take turns heckling each other from the waves.
I'm feeling it.
Third hour.
Who pays for this?
Barbecue. Texas barbecue in the lazy river.
Wow.
And then we shit our pants.
I'm looking at it right now. That is actually like,
no, but
that's
without,
not a bad
we're not,
idea.
Yeah, we're going to eat barbecue in the lazy river. So if you want that, sign up for it. We'll make it happen.
I'm
not scared to make it happen. That's a dream scenario for all of us.
Backing that, actually.
So my friend John Veter from up in Whistler texted me this morning, and guess what he said?
What did he say to you?
Snowed last night.
I heard that. It also snowed at Squaw Valley, Boreal.
Wow. Are you serious?
It is the first sprinkling of winter.
I'm sweating in my office. This does not translate.
Some people call it a false start, though.
A
pre-dump. Do you get pre-dumps?
Seeding.
Have you ever had a pre-dump before? It's like when you go to the bathroom a little bit and it
clears the path.
It clears the path.
Like a topper.
Right.
Yes.
It weakens the layer.
Sometimes I do that on purpose because I want to save it up.
Really?
For like a big one.
And then what?
And then I go with the
and
big one.
And then your guts come out. Did you take your big post travel poo yet?
Yes.
You did.
People don't want to hear about that.
Yes, they do. This is why they tune into this podcast.
Poopcast.
Yes, Poopcast.
Well, there's got to be a podcast dedicated to bowel movements, right? Like a serious mental, like health one.
Mental health.
A serious health one. If you are a podcaster and you have a bowel movement podcast, tell us about it. We'll partner up with you. We talk about that just as much as you do.
What if we just had another one just called Toilet Troubles?
Umami by the Mental Boys.
What's that?
As a subject change.
Oh, yeah. That's
is that a movie?
Yes.
Snowboarding movie. It's a snowboarding movie. Tell me about it. I got a note.
It's out right now. All those dudes from Canada, they are crazy.
I'm going to watch that.
Did you know that there was an event that just went down, the Jossie Wells Invitational went down at Cadrona Ski Resort in New Zealand this past week?
No.
Okay. Well, it did.
Okay.
All the heavy hitters were there. Your Sage Kotzenbergs, your Brock Crouches, your...
Oh, tight.
Who else? Who's one of our favorites?
Rennie Renekongas?
Rennie Renekongas's...
Marcus Cleveland?
Cleveland. No, Marcus is... I don't think Marcus is really shredding hard yet enough to, like...
I mean, Brock Crouch, like, that's our guy.
Oh, dude. Okay, so Brock went and surfed in New Zealand, like, a week ago.
Oh, they had the best trip ever.
Him, Judd Hickey's, like, Brock, Gimbal God. I forget who else went out with him, but they had, like, the best day ever. Yeah. Outside Dunedin, like, at some point break that looked incredible.
And then they surfed a river.
Yeah.
And they snowboarded, and they did jumps and methods, airs.
So everyone's there. Down there in New Zealand right now. This is a big New Zealand time of year.
You know who else? Where else people are going to be on September 28th?
Where is that?
The
hot dogs and handrails.
Vamoose Rendezvous. Saturday, brought to you by Woodward, Park City, Utah, the Mountain Culture Festival.
Oh, I didn't know. I feel like I should know about that.
Hot dogs. I'm telling you about it right now.
Hot dogs and
Well, I'm talking about the Woodward event in Salt Lake City, Utah. Give me a second.
All right.
They're showing a Know Before You Go presentation, okay. North American premiere of Isle of Snow by Absinthe Films.
Oh, that's a new one.
North American premiere of Offline by Nitro Snowboards. World premiere of Contrast featuring Bodie Merrill, Desiree Malincon, Justin Kinston, Eric Leon. There's a photo essay by Bob Plum. It's going to be awesome. And it's all happening at Salt Lake City Mountain Culture Festival. Movie premieres, speaker series, climate change panel discussions, rendezvousut.com.
Okay.
That's from my friend Kyle, who told me about this, and I got really excited. And I'm also excited because I saw one of our friends.
Who?
Gunny. Talking about Chris Woodward.
Gunnish. That's right.
In Salt Lake City.
That's my boss.
And it sounds incredible.
It is nuts, dude. Wait till you see this thing. You're going to freak
can
out.
Can we do an episode from there?
Yes, easy. Easy. Do you want to go to the grand opening?
Yeah.
Done.
Oh my God!
Let's just do an episode from there.
Do I have to win tickets or anything?
No,
or just,
no
I just
you
get
just
to go.
Go.
Sick.
Also, September 28th, hot dogs and handrails—the unofficial start of the winter season—goes down at Big Bear once again. It is an all-day event with bands. I believe NOFX is playing.
NOFX.
You ever heard of them?
The letters.
They were popular in the 90s. Yeah, they were part of the snowboard soundtrack of the
90s. And their singer is into. Sadomasochism.
Fat Mike.
Their autobiography book is incredible.
Is it Fat Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And their guitar player, Eric Melvin, lives in Encinitas.
Who doesn't?
Or somewhere. Close.
So at any rate.
So I actually got invited to a hot dog and handrail party, and it was much different than a snowboard event.
Yeah.
No, but this is actually a really fun event, isn't it? Where is it? Snow Summit?
Big Bear.
Sick.
And it's a full day of debauchery. They make a great, basically a rail course, kind of more like a utilitarian slope style course that's really compact.
You get some great dogs too.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
All you can eat.
There's hot dogging and there's also hot dogs. So you get the literal and the figurative dogs.
Yep.
That's exciting. So if you're anywhere near Salt Lake City, Utah, go to the Rendezvous Festival. If you're anywhere near Southern California, go to Hot Dogs and Handrails. Those are two events that we endorse, like LinkedIn style.
Yeah, whatever.
Endorsed.
5 stars. Would click again. Also, the
would recommend to a
Holy
friend.
Bowley just went down in Australia.
Holy
Austin Sweet and Brian Fox were there.
Bowley
representing for Quicksilver. They went on like this vacation to the Maldives, and then they went there. And then they basically living my best life without me.
That's nice of them.
A-holes. All right. Well, that's enough for snowboard
nerd news and question time brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea.
Nerd news, Chris.
Vaping.
Will you anal vape now that getting it in your lungs is bad?
I'm going to get smoke pills.
Oh, smoke pills.
Vape smoke pills, and you take them orally or anally, and you just get just as jacked up as if you were juuling.
Smoke pills.
You try to take my smoke pills away, Trump.
Pry my
out of my cold dead hands. I don't vape, so I don't really
care. Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea, the best coffee and tea for you.
And I got a new hat.
And Chris got a new hat. I didn't get one yet.
Todd's going to get one soon.
Hey,
We lost Eddie Money and Rick Ocasek.
I was really, really bummed about Rick Ocasek.
I was crying on the airplane yesterday. I was listening to Since You're Gone, crying.
I didn't take it that far.
I cried.
Didn't Eddie Money leave your voicemail?
Eddie Money was on my voicemail.
How did you get Eddie Money to leave have your voice outgoing voicemail?
I was partying with him.
For real?
Yeah.
How? Dude, where did you meet up with Eddie Money?
I do. That's what I do, man.
Did he sing Take Me Home Tonight?
Oh yeah.
What else did he sing?
Shaken, Think I'm in Love, Two Tickets to Paradise.
Oh yeah.
Eddie Money was the man. He was on the Dewey Weber surf team. He was a surfer.
He was?
Yeah.
You're shitting me.
Not.
That's awesome.
Not shitting on you.
Rick Ocasek of the Cars, obviously.
I will get emotional.
Don't get emotional.
The Cars, I'm being totally honest.
When were you introduced to the Cars?
When I was like 10.
Really?
But when I recently was going through a divorce, I was listening to a ton of the Cars, their saddest stuff.
Why?
And it got me through.
Really?
So thank you, Rick Ocasek and the Cars. I love you so much. Listen to the Cars.
See, this is my
and this was song. My first boner.
From Fast Times?
Yes, Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool. I'll remember it like it was yesterday, my first boner.
This is my favorite Cars song.
Easy. Okay. Got you.
So good.
Love it.
I always thought you were cute, Brad.
Doesn't anyone knock anymore? I mean, how many times has that happened to you? So, real quick, on the nerd news before we get to questions.
What?
Let's just, because last time we were at like an hour of nerd news.
Okay, let's not.
Let's just talk about topical stuff.
Okay.
I watched The Boys.
Dude, how good is The Boys?
The Boys is the best show.
It's so good.
It is so good.
It's great.
I'm putting it like up there in my top 10 for sure.
The
Boys rips.
Did you eat that whole thing alive on the airplane over there?
No, I'm 7 episodes in, so I still have some.
Oh, you're not done with it yet?
No, don't spoil it.
Oh,
watch
God.
The Boys on Amazon. It's amazing.
Please.
It's the best show.
And they're already
not safe for children.
Already confirmed for season 2.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Joker comes out next week.
It's supposed to be the best movie ever. I mean, that's the reviews. That's what the reviews are saying.
Great.
Any other topical nerd news? I played 2 shows in Japan.
I heard.
C-Bot Solo.
How'd it go?
Oh, it was great. I was awesome.
Did they crap for you?
I was great.
Okay, what's next?
We got questions.
Okay, love these.
Questions brought to you by our friends at Panic
and
Coffee and
Tea.
We got a question from Becky Bubbs, who's a longtime listener, big fan. She says, 2 questions. Why did the guys at the ISA keep calling bronze copper? Did I miss something? And also, if Slater doesn't make the USA team, what do you think about him serving for another country?
Who's
great question.
Copper?
Well, it's gold, silver, bronze, copper. So 1 through 4.
Bullshit, dude. We have never called any copper.
Copper medal is 4th place.
Never in history.
What do you call it?
Of 4th? Not on the podium.
All right. Well, at the ISA, we call it copper.
Didn't make the podium.
Sorry. It's a 4-man final and 4-woman final.
Not everyone gets a trophy.
Okay, tell
Chris.
Carissa Moore that she didn't get a copper medal.
I will.
You'd be wrong. If Slater doesn't make the USA, how's this for Slater mind games? And this is just starting to kind of spread out, come around on the interwebs.
Mm-hmm.
And Becky Bubbs, she got this immediately.
Go.
Slater was wearing a Lebanese flag on his hat in his last interview of the ISA World Surfing
You're
Games.
You're shitting me. Is he of Lebanese descent?
Yes, his grandfather.
Wow.
So, if Slater doesn't surf for Team USA in the Olympics, he could be surfing for Lebanon.
So
he did not hear that here. Don't tell anybody we said that.
He's setting the stage. All right, what else you got for questions?
We got a question from California Mud Motors, another longtime fan.
Oh, yes.
He says, would you rather have a Gath helmet sponsorship but have to wear it every time you surf no matter what?
Right.
Or wear bright yellow webbed gloves every time you surf?
What are we talking
about? Be serious
here. What kind of compensation are we talking here?
There's none.
None.
Gun to your head. every day.
Oh, it's like a would you rather die?
No, no, no. Okay, yeah. Death or gas helmet or web gloves?
Web gloves.
Web gloves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go web gloves,
There's
too.
Literally...
I used, you know what? In all seriousness, I used to wear web gloves.
No way.
Straight up.
There's a guy that wears web gloves this, like, now.
How fast does he paddle?
Not that fast.
I used to wear webs.
I hear it gives you tendonitis.
I don't have tendonitis.
Tennis elbow.
I...
Okay, how's this one? I'll up yours, Mud Motors. Would you rather... would you rather wear a gaff helmet all day long or web gloves all day long as you went through your normal daily routine?
I need my hands free, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like what... like
helmet.
Would you rather wear a helmet?
I need my hands free.
Okay.
All right. Where are you guys, says... What do you guys think about Felipe wearing a yellow jersey with a lackluster approach to big waves at Chopes, with him going to Lemoore Methwater Pro with a yellow jersey? Could we potentially have a world champ that is scared of waves' consequence? He's not scared of waves' consequence.
No, he's not scared.
He's charging a DD. That is funny that they said Methwater Pro, though.
I don't think that's
fair. It's called the Freshwater Pro, by the way.
I don't think that's fair to the people in Lemoore.
No. Great people.
Are we recording right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Clay Mart also, this is, so where are you guys? We disagree on both of your comments. Felipe, while he may not be surfing Jaws, he charged plenty hard at Chopo. Clay Marzo's new edit is sick as fuck too. Give that a shout out.
Yeah. How is that?
Shout out to Clay Marzo's new edit.
Clay Marzo's the gnarliest of the, recovery surfing.
Yeah. Definitely.
He definitely does snaps where his feet are not even anywhere near his board, but somehow rides out.
Adamet Zart. This guy's a longtime fan, longtime listener.
Got it.
If you had to listen to one album on repeat for 24 hours, what would it be right now? What would it be?
Cult Love.
The Cult Love right now? Okay, right now I'm saying The Cars Heartbeat City. Today.
Topical.
Good question, Adam. Nate L. Bagel says, "Hi, Monday Mass, big fan here. You guys are epic. Thank you.
Great.
I have a question.
Great news.
Can you guys break down who is in our USA Olympic team for 2020?
For surfing?
Yeah.
Kolohe?
Right now it would be Kolohe and Dino and John Florence, provisionally. Top two surfers on the championship tour will be on our US team, men and women.
Provisionally.
Provisionally.
What does that word mean?
Maybe. This is from... RNDSVS_UT. They almost try to get us.
What does it say? Let me read it.
When is the largest mountain culture festival happening in Salt Lake City, Utah? It's from Rendezvous, Utah.
Oh, I get it.
You got us. That's so I guess funny. Now.
I feel like we already gave you a
September 28th is the thing. This is from Inaka Koko.
How come I'm not getting any?
Is it true that on Kelly Slater's last day in Japan, he was harassed by an old angry local and said he'd never return?
Really?
Untrue.
It's not?
Kelly loves Japan. He said it like a million times. Oh.
Hello?
Devin Palmer video. New Devin Palmer vid.
Did Kelly Slater just call you?
Nope.
We got to call Kelly one of these days. I'm sure he'd be on the podcast.
You know, he DM'd me a funny video.
Of what?
We're making progress.
He DMs me pictures of people parking really shitty all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Lucky.
Weird.
Lucky.
Any other comments?
That's all the questions I have right now.
Okay, well, that's good because I feel like we've done a lot.
We've done it all.
We've made it matter.
We've made enemies. We've made friends and enemies. Next week's Monday Mass is going to be incredible. We want to thank all of our sponsors.
What's going on? Oh, yeah, that's because I'll do Clash at Claremont.
Yeah, and I'll be at Freshwater Pro. And we do have four tickets to Freshwater Pro. Hit us up with your... submissions, your art, your Photoshop of Todd and I's faces. Get as wild as you want. There are no rules here. OGO bags, Adventure.io app, Nanocraft CBD, Wave Soda, Chemistry Surfboards, Panikin Coffee and Tea, New Greens, The Folklore Project, Quincy Wood writes, youonline.com. We love you. Thank you for listening to our world's greatest actions, to our personal favorite podcast.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites.
It's the best. We hope you agree.
I promise next week won't have as much information.
Next week will be shorter.
Okay.
This was a great show.
It was It's pretty good.
All right. If you're driving to Lemoore, this definitely get you halfway there.
See you next week, Chris.
Bye.